Like so many of the things the president does, he moves a certain way when the wind blows. And when the wind doesn't blow that way, he doesn't move that way. He is not, however, blowing in the wind when it comes to coal and energy. He gave a speech yesterday at Georgetown University that really was, I believe, a declaration of war against American energy and coal, talking about using executive powers to impose new restrictive standards on American energy plants because Congress won't go along with him. You know, we stand on the verge of a revolution in America when it comes to energy. We are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. We have coal through shale and fracking. We are finding that we have oil. We're going to be the energy giant of the world if we're allowed to do that. But that doesn't fit with how the president and his friends want to redefine us and want to change us. It just doesn't fit. You know, there's a great debate in the state going on about coal ports, whether we should build terminals here to carry coal we can export. It can be shipped in from Montana. There's a big argument going on up in Whatcom County as we speak. In fact, there's some county elections this year for county council. It'll probably hinge on this issue. What can we do with coal? Do we ship it abroad? And the president's saying, well, you know, we're going to have all these new standards and we're not going to build the Keystone Pipeline unless it meets certain standards, blah, 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 blah. Let me just point a couple things at you. Number one, all the scientific evidence on global warming suggests it's not as bad as people think, that it may not be occurring. We just went through earlier this week stories in the New York Times where temperatures for the past 15 years have not been hitting the highs that the computer models predicted, and that if computer models can't predict 15 years, how can they predict 100 years? That it's the people that believe in global warming, man-caused global warming, that really are the people of faith. They're not looking at all the scientific evidence. They're set on a course. And it's not about the environment, my friends. For Al Gore and Barack Obama, it's not about clean air. It's about controlling you. It's about radical transformation of America, which was promised to us when Barack Obama was elected. If we want to get this economy moving again, energy, coal, natural gas, oil, this is the way to do it. Look at North Dakota. They have a huge deposit of shale oil, which is not on federal land, so it can be accessed without federal regulation. Do you know unemployment in North Dakota is 3%? They can't build houses and homes and apartments, hotels fast enough. North Dakota is booming, real legitimate economic growth, and it could be that way across the country. And if we're going to get the country back on track for prosperity, if we're going to restore the American dream, energy is a big part of that. Jobs in the energy field are typically well-paying, typically don't require a great amount of college education, so they're accessible for people who can't or didn't go to college. Here's what we get from Whatcom County. This is information I got from friends of mine up there working on the coal port issue. If that coal port is constructed so that coal can be shipped to the port in Whatcom County and can be exported to Asia, they're going to have over 4,400 jobs created to build that port. 4,400 good-paying jobs. Once the port is operational, they're going to have 1,250 permanent jobs in relation to that port. The average annual salary of a terminal employee is going to be around $75,000. $75,000. Now, Whatcom County is recessed. I wouldn't say depressed because that depression, it's recessed. The average wage, annual wage in Whatcom County is about 20% lower than the Washington average wage because King County and Thurston County and Pierce always tend to distort everything else. So they've got substandard wages typically in Whatcom County, yet we're going to go in and build this port. There'll be over 1,200 jobs with an average wage of $75,000. They estimate that during construction, there'll be around $92 million of taxes generated, and that once constructed, they'll have $11 million of tax revenue annually. They're not asking for any tax subsidies in the construction of this port. Now, Susan Delbene is the newly elected congresswoman up there in that part of the world. She's in the first district, go from Duval to the Canadian border. And she's been kind of wishy-washy on this. And I think she needs to be asked, now that the president has declared war on coal, is she going to go along with her president in fantasies of global climate change and warming? Or is she going to stand up for her constituents who desperately need work, desperately need jobs, desperately need an economic shot in the arm, which all this provides? Which is it going to be, Susan Delbene? And those of you who live in the First District, those of you who are up there should keep this in mind and ask her about this. Because Congress ultimately, that's something to say about this, Congress will not look lightly on its authority being questioned, on its authority being denied, with the president going around them through executive orders, which is what he's doing, because he's tried to get Congress, he's been trying to get Congress to do this. And Congress said no, and so now he's going to do it on his own. Well, again, we have a separation of powers and balance of powers in the federal government. The president can't do things on his own. He will try. And we shall see. But those of you in Whatcom County, those of you in the First District, I think you need to ask Congresswoman Delbene, what's she going to do with this? I mean, these are incredible numbers. This is the way, my friends, to bring American prosperity back. This is one of the paths we can travel. The jobs are there. The energy is there. The workers are there. The opportunity is there. We got to turn this country around. We got to get back to the American dream. We got to get back to the idea of prosperity, an opportunity for the middle class to advance and move up the ladder. We've got to open up those doors, and energy is one way to do that. We are so energy rich in this country. So energy rich.